This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
We're back. All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Hi, guys. Erectile dysfunction. We talk about a lot on the show, right? Right? Because I think I've caused it in multiple men, and it's my fault. However, in this one study, it's not my fault. All right? Apparently, there's a study that's out there. We've been studying a lot of medical issues that NFL players, unfortunately, succumb to because of, you know, all this media attention on concussions and a lot of injuries that they have. And while we, you know, are investigating and researching more about CTE, chronic traumatic encephalopathy, which could be brain changes and mental illness changes that can happen from repeated concussion, here we have a study coming out of Harvard on erectile dysfunction. And so they find that, unfortunately, you know, among all the other things that former NFL players have to deal with, erectile dysfunction may be one of them. So they looked at 3,400 former professional football players, and this is one of the largest groups studied to date, and this comes out of Harvard. And they found that former NFL players who previously reported concussions after head injuries were more likely to later report erectile dysfunction as well as low testosterone. Now, they already ruled out if they had, you know, high cholesterol or diabetes or overweight or anything else. They already ruled all that out. And they found an association. So this isn't like, you know, one of these studies where we look, you know, longitudinally where we'll look at you now and then we'll follow you for 20, 30 years. This is, okay, all you guys with erectile dysfunction, did you ever have a concussion? All of you guys that don't have erectile dysfunction, did you ever have a concussion? Okay, and it was like, I, me. So, I mean, it's a simpler study, but it's easy to do. I mean, you know, medical students, if you're looking for a study, that sounds great. You know, get a bunch of football players and ask them if they have ED. Right? They won't get mad. People are really, really cool about, you know, the whole discussion of erectile dysfunction has changed. And I remember, okay, so in the 90s, that's when kind of Viagra came out. And we talked about Viagra and how it works. But in the 90s when it came out, this is right before people started to die from it. Because of the nitrates, you know, people would be on another medication, and all of a sudden we found, you know, massive drops in blood pressure, and it was a little scary, and then they had to come back and say, whoa, careful in people taking nitrates with Viagra. But it was a medication that we found to kind of increase blood flow to certain body parts, and they found that, wow, okay, it helps men and erections. And so the first people asking for this were the women. So women would come in and see me. I would be like a resident or medical student, and they're like, okay, I need to get a Viagra prescription. I'm like, oh, it's for men. And they're like, that's okay. My husband won't come in, so give it to me so I could give it to him. And I'm like, no. He has to come in. Well, he won't. Men don't like to come to the doctor. I'm like, well, they will now, okay, because this is good stuff, but they got to come in. And so then the husband would the next week come in, and he didn't want to be there. He, you know, he was embarrassed. I'm like, oh, don't be embarrassed. This happens all the time, you know. And, you know, I don't want to talk about it with a woman. So give me the Viagra. I'm like, slow your roll. I need to check your heart. Well, my heart's fine. I have sex. I can handle it. I'm fine. I'm like, no, but if you have a blood flow problem down there, you might have a blood flow problem to the heart. Just got to check the heart. Okay? Now, remember, doctors were getting sued left and right in the 90s and early 2000s. So, you know, I had a checklist, and I made sure I had, you know, everything checked on that person so I knew they wouldn't go and have a heart attack. And so men would come in, and they would be reluctant at first, and then they would actually get a physical. And some of these men had never had a physical. They had never had their heart checked. And so when people bag on the pharmaceutical companies, like, you know, Pfizer, you know, because Pfizer came out with Viagra, and then we also have Levitra out there and Cialis, people always bag on pharmaceutical companies. I got to tell you right now, these pharmaceutical companies saved millions of lives because men who had underlying heart disease came in for Viagra finally, and somebody would check their heart. Unfortunately, you know, in my family, they were stubborn, and they somehow got the Viagra without their heart getting checked, and unfortunately, we've had family members that have died of a heart attack. I wish they would have had a doctor that was a little stubborn like me saying, oh, hell no, we're checking your heart first. So erectile dysfunction, when somebody suffers from erectile dysfunction, there's a whole variety of mechanisms, okay? One is arteriosclerosis. You have an issue with blood flow. So you have clogging of the arteries, you have maybe some vascular insufficiency, and so you don't get blood flow where you need to in the male genitals, and then expect you're probably having some blood flow compromised to the heart, to the brain, etc. So there's a cardiovascular reason for it. Then there's also sleep apnea has been, you know, linked to that, although sleep apnea is also linked to heart disease, so you don't know if that's kind of related too, but we've seen sleep apnea related to it. Low testosterone. Low testosterone, so a more endocrine reasoning for it. Testosterone helps the male sex drive and helps a lot of the male parts work. And I have more testosterone than I think I should, you know, so sex drive is fantastic. But if you don't have a lot of testosterone and your T starts to drop, your sex drive drops. Now, a lot of men go, well, you know, I'm going through male menopause. Not all men have low, low testosterone, okay? Your testosterone may drop a little bit, but you should still have normal levels of testosterone. So if your testosterone is dropping, you got to get that checked because that could be a sign of something else. It could be a sign of diabetes. It could be a sign of prior brain injuries, your pituitary gland not working right. So low testosterone isn't always normal. It could be a sign of pathology, and you got to get that checked. And then there's psychiatric reasons. And I don't mean psychiatric in terms of mental illness, but let's say my husband is getting ready to go to bed with me, and he sees me naked, and he's like, okay, God, no. No, not happening. That's not his heart. That's not his testosterone. It's, you know, he, okay, you know, yet, you know, he could think of whoever else, right, Margot, Robbie, or whatever, and be like, I'm good to go. So with that, then that's psychological. You know, I mean, if you're a partner and you are fighting, it's not going to happen. So there's psychological reasons. So how I look at this with this one study in NFL players is if they have had multiple head trauma, and, you know, think about your soccer players, think about your baseball players, your basketball players, people get concussions all the time. Any sort of head trauma can, one, affect your organ or the glands that are producing hormones. Two, it can also affect the ways, you know, the neuronal responses to a lot of your vasculature and heart, etc. So there could be a relationship there. And then also, there could be the psych component. A lot of people with chronic traumatic encephalopathy or repeated concussion and brain injury also have, you know, issues of anxiety, of stress, etc. So they may get turned off quicker than somebody else. So I definitely see the link. It's interesting. I'll write an article on it and post it soon, all right? Don't go away, guys. 1-877-DR-SALLY. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. We got Frank calling from South Florida. Hi, Frank. How you doing today?
Good. Busy, but good.
Aw, dizzy. What's going on, man?
Well, unusual stuff. In a nutshell, I went for my regular physical. The doctor made me go through a second series where he took blood. Found out I was anemic. They ran all these tests. I went through iron infusion. Got my hemoglobins back. And then all of a sudden, the hematologist, oncologist, he saw me on a follow-up visit. And my blood pressure was through the roof, and I told them I'd been dizzy for 2 weeks. Sends me to the emergency room. They admit me, do all these tests. I see all these specialists. and the determination was vestibular neuritis. Now, Wednesday will be 15 weeks that I've been dizzy, and it's gradually getting better,
okay.
But this rate, I mean, it's hard to deal with, and I think what makes it a little unique is that what the doctors say is I was born deaf in my left ear, so my brain learned how to rewire itself as a baby so that I had no balance issues. So this was a viral infection that hit my right ear.
Right.
And they even put me on Valium, she says, because the neurologist says, because it does something to the brain and it should help with the healing process. But, I mean, this is 15 weeks of being dizzy.
So it's horrible. Yeah.
I've had vertigo in this. I'd take vertigo every day of the week versus what I've been going through, and I don't know what else to do at this point.
That's right.
So
that's right.
My girlfriend told me about you and gave me your number.
Oh, that's wonderful. Okay. So, yeah. So, oh, my gosh. Vestibular neuritis, I would not wish that on my worst enemy. So, this vertigo, so you're not so much lightheaded where you feel like you're going to faint. It's like room spinning, right?
I'm, like, lightheaded and dizzy 24/7. If I get up and I walk right into a wall.
Okay. All right. And so, do you lose balance?
No. It's gotten better. It used to be, like, when I was in the shower and I'd wash my face, I'd have to hold on to the wall so I didn't fall over.
Right, right.
It's at least progressed so I can wash without falling over. And the neurologist says I can go to the gym and get on the elliptical, the one that your arms don't move on, as long as I hold on for dear life so that I can at least get some cardio in.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm sitting and I focus on my computer, I can work like normal. As soon as I stand up or if I shift my head, the dizziness just,
right.
I mean, it's there all the time.
Right. So, and they MRI'd you, I'm assuming, right? They did a scan of the brain?
Oh, my God, yes. It's $100,000 in medical bills already.
I bet. So most vestibular neuritis are supposed to go away in a few weeks because, again, it's more virally caused. If it's persisting and it's going on longer, then, you know, what I usually recommend is, like, in my neck of the woods, we have a balance center or balance therapy. And what they could do is they do these exercises. It's kind of therapy. It's like physical therapy for the ears where they have your...
Therapy.
Huh?
Vestibular therapy?
Yeah, exactly. Have they tried that with you yet?
Yeah, I've already been through that, and I do those exercises at home daily because they've taught me everything I need to do.
Okay, now do you notice at all you feel better with that or no?
Well, the recovery time, when I do the vestibular therapy, the dizziness gets out of control, but the recovery time is maybe 15 seconds, and then it's back to the normal level of dizziness.
Okay.
So I do those multiple times a day. There are a couple of them that I can't do unless somebody's there, because if I do them and somebody's not got a harness on me, I will end up on the ground.
Okay. All right. So, unfortunately, what we'll use are antihistamines or we'll use benzodiazepines until we wait this to slowly start to resolve. Most of the time, it will resolve. It's just, it takes forever. I've rarely heard of somebody with this lifetime. Just yours is lasting longer. So whether they're going to give you the Ativan or Valium, or they'll give you like Meclizine. Meclizine Anavert is another thing they use a lot of times for dizziness and vertigo. Yeah.
It's no good at all.
That's why they probably tried the Ativan or the Valium. Worst case scenario is you might need more intensive, I'm not sure if you even have this in South Florida, but worst case scenario is you might have to have more intensive therapy, because usually that's kind of our go-to when we have this dizziness issue. As long as your anemia is resolved,
Yeah, that's been resolved. My blood, I donate
good.
A lot of blood.
Right.
And the
right.
doctors told me don't donate blood anymore.
Yeah, and then this is a long shot, but very rarely I've seen people use a little bit of steroids. Sometimes they'll even use a steroid nasal spray, like a Flonase, to get back behind the ear. And sometimes that helps with some of the inflammation if there's an inner ear component. Frank, it sounds like you got great doctors. It sounds like, you know, you're in good hands. I really feel bad that you're suffering with this, and I wish there was more that could be done. However, give Daniel your email, because if I do find any new, more experimental type things that this is something you might want to investigate with your doctor, I could send them your way. All right, Frank?
Thank you.
All right, man. Thanks for calling. Hang in there, okay? God bless you, man. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We have Marcia calling in from California. Hey, Marcia, how you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good, good. What's going on today?
Well, I just had a biopsy on my upper part of my chest, and they diagnosed a stage 1 melanoma. So I'm going to Stanford to for consultation Wednesday, and just kind of wanted to know your thoughts.
Okay. All right. Luckily, thank God, they got it at stage 1. I can't tell you how many people we've had where if it's small, I mean, it in terms of, you know, in terms of prognosis, it's fantastic. All right. Okay. So stage 1, very, very curable, low risk of it, you know, metastasizing, et cetera. Where I would be very, very diligent is whenever somebody has one melanoma, my next thing is where else could it also be on the body? So your dermatologists from here on out are going to know more about your body than your husband. I mean, they are going to be looking at everything. And we're even talking, make sure your gynecologist is also on it in terms of having an area. A lot of times women may get things near the tushy area and things like that,
right,
that needs to be checked. And so, you know, luckily, usually what they'll do is they'll remove it and do a wide local excision. You're going to have a scar. You know, where on the chest is it? Is it, you know, collar line, or I mean, is it something you'd be able to cover up, or?
Oh yeah, it's maybe an inch and a half below my collarbone, and what it was like a liver, just a small liver spot for years and years. I mean, just never changed, and you know, so I didn't think much about it. But then about a month ago or 3 weeks ago, I was just happened to notice it was just a little bit of a little bump.
Yep.
So then I went to, you know, made the appointment with the dermatologist. She scooped out or, you know, did cut out that tissue and sent it out, and then this came back. Stage
right.
One, so.
Right, right. Okay, so thank God you caught it early. They may also do a lymph node biopsy. Don't be freaked out about that. They're just going to want to make sure it didn't spread, because they want, you know, so they'll do a wider excision to make sure that there is no way any of the cells escaped, make sure the lymph node is clear, and then usually you are fine. But you're not going to be done with doctors, because now your skin cancer screens are going to be a lot more diligent. Now, to be honest, I think any of us from California or the Southwest should be getting these anyway. So unfortunately, having this, the blessing in disguise, is now nobody's going to miss your next one. Whereas a bunch of us, where ignorance is bliss, we could be walking around with something. You know,
right.
So can I ask how old you are?
73.
Okay. All right. Uh-huh. And so I think you're going to do fine. I'm just so glad that, you know, you were on top of it. And, you know, you have to. You have to be obsessive when it comes to, you know, new things on your body. Yeah. Sorry, though, what happened to you, because it is going to be a pain in the butt, you know. But surgery should go fine. And, you know, yeah.
Yeah. So what she said they're going to do is, I guess, they put radioactive dye in your veins to see now if it's gone, if it's in the lymph nodes, but I'm believing it's just, you know, that, like, isolated there. And
I think so, too, yeah, especially if it was kind of raised and it went out as opposed to going in, that's a good sign. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
All right. Okay. Marcia, keep us posted. Yeah, keep us posted. I want to know how well you do. But Stanford, you're going to be great hands. They're awesome over there, okay?
Oh, yeah. They're wonderful. Yeah.
All right.
I appreciate your that makes me feel better, and I like that word, fantastic. Okay.
No worries. All right, Marcia, you take care, girl.
1-877-DOCDALI,
1-877-DOCDALI. We'll be right back.
Moment.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump believes China really wants to strike a new trade deal with the United States.
They want to make a deal very badly. I think that was elevated last night, very late in the night.
President Trump speaking at the conclusion of the G7 summit in France. The president insists that China has taken some hard hits in the past few months.
We've lost 3 million jobs. It'll soon be much more than 3 million jobs. Supply chain is breaking up like nobody's seen before. And once that happens, it's very hard to put it back together.
President Trump is set to arrive back in Washington, D.C. just after 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Monday. Republican Congressman Sean Duffy of Wisconsin will resign at the end of September from Congress. Duffy and his wife are expecting a child in late October, and Duffy says his wife and the newborn will need more love, time, and attention due to complications, including heart conditions. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who've agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Maybe, maybe you'll swim back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, maybe, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, as we discussed earlier, a few weeks ago, one of the largest payouts that could happen with the opioid crisis may occur soon, as the judge presiding over the Oklahoma opioid trial is going to deliver his ruling Monday. And the state, as you remember, has accused Johnson & Johnson and its subsidiary Janssen Pharmaceuticals of causing this crisis, costing the state billions of dollars and destroying thousands of lives. Johnson & Johnson has denied wrongdoing and said they've been made a scapegoat. So Cleveland County District Judge Tad Balkman is going to issue his decision a little bit later today. And this is the first state trial attempting to hold a pharmaceutical company accountable for one of the worst epidemics, and they have asked for $17.2 billion. And if the judge sides with the state, this is going to be the biggest monetary award handed down in a bench trial in American history. This is huge. I'm a little nervous. I think a lot of people are nervous because we aren't really in love with pharmaceutical companies' roles with marketing opiates, etc. But we know a witch hunt when we see one. And so people wanting narcotics, a lot of them generic, asking a doctor for them, the doctor's prescribing them, pharmacies filling them, because, you know, people have pain, people have issues. And remember, doctors were getting sued for not treating pain. We got into a crap load of trouble in the early 2000s for not treating pain. You'd be sued. Negligent, I mean, hands down. Could be part of the crisis, but a big part of the opioid problem is illegal narcotics. And so going after a pharmaceutical company for one of the brand names to the degree and to the tune of $17.2 billion, just to me, a little too much of a witch hunt. So the case will hinge on whether the judge buys the state's public nuisance theory that Johnson & Johnson created a public health crisis in the state. And I don't know if the public nuisance theory is going to hold up. As CNN says, opioids have a legitimate medical purpose. So if the judge rejects that theory, plaintiffs in other cases are going to have to rely more on the traditional tort law theories like liability and then negligence. So apparently there were 33 days of testimony and 109 witnesses. There was, I guess, a lot of drama and then some of the more mundane, boring testimonies. And according to the attorney representing the state, they said, I've never seen a company that tries to hide truth more than this one. Now, Johnson & Johnson attorney Sabrina Strong said it's not about hiding the truth. So, apparently at one point in the trial, the state's mental health commissioner, Terry White, broke down in tears. The mental health commissioner broke down when a Johnson & Johnson attorney asked if the state bore any responsibility for the opioid epidemic. White said Johnson & Johnson pushed opioids into Oklahoma. Without telling us you were going to do this, without you still accepting any responsibility today. She said, we are the only reason that lives are being saved in the state. So, Johnson & Johnson thinks that their case is pretty flimsy. Apparently, the Oklahoma Attorney General, Mike Hunter, led the charge and scored two major settlements ahead of this trial, $270 million from Purdue, who made OxyContin, $85 million from Teva. So Teva makes generics. Purdue makes OxyContin. So Johnson & Johnson now, with their narcotics and their generic companies, apparently now have to defend themselves on their role. Where I worry is when doctors look at this and go, okay, Johnson & Johnson is getting sued. When are the doctors going to get sued? The doctors have always been the scapegoat for everything. And you come to us for help. When you're in pain, you come to us. And so a lot of doctors have already decided to not prescribe opiates. To be honest, I haven't prescribed one since this all started. I haven't. I closed my practice and went to teach. And then I went to do telemedicine, and so I don't have to prescribe any controlled substances. I'm out. I want to help people in pain, but the company I work for doesn't prescribe narcotics or controlled substances. So they made it really easy for us doctors and very attractive for us doctors to not have to be in a position where we could be in trouble. In fact, people want to pursue criminal charges if a doctor prescribes a medication and you end up dying from it. Some of you will say, well, yeah, they shouldn't have prescribed the medication. But, all right, what medications are we talking about? Well, if you had, you know, a surgery and you want a pain pill, we're talking about medications like that. Or if you took an antibiotic and you had a side effect to it that, you know, is rare. I mean, who is responsible for that? Patients are like, well, we need to be educated on that. And, you know, pharmacies give a list. It's called the PI, the prescribing information, that has all the different, you know, possible side effects. You're supposed to read it. Nobody does. I don't read all the paperwork I get from the pharmacy. So who's responsible for saying you could die from this? So what some doctors told me is they're just telling everybody, you know, they're just having everybody sign stuff saying, you know, you could die. With whatever I do, you could die. Now, will that hold up in court? Probably not. I could do an x-ray on you because you broke your hand. You could get some sort of radiation injury to your DNA. Then from that, you could unfortunately get a cancer, and then you could get, you know, I don't want you suing me because I did an x-ray on your broken hand. Now, what's supposed to protect doctors or companies is standard of care. So if you had to do an x-ray, or you had to write an antibiotic, or you had to, the standard of care is supposed to protect you. Not always, because people will, you know, go for huge settlements just to kind of put an end to, you know, the whole proceeding so they could just, you know, move on. But I am so worried that one day I'm going to be in pain and pharmaceutical companies are going to say, well, hell no, I'm not going to make new drugs. Or doctors are going to say, hell no, I'm not going to prescribe. And then you're stuck. And everybody says, well, you know, you have ibuprofen out there. And I got to be honest, when I had surgery and I was given Percocet and ibuprofen helped with the pain way more than the Percocet. Percocet made me loopy. So I agree. Ibuprofen 800 is a powerful painkiller, but you can't take it if you have ulcers. I had esophageal ulcers. I'm really not supposed to be on anti-inflammatories. So if I have pain, I can't risk a GI bleed. Also, ibuprofen 800 could fry the kidneys. It could also cause heart failure. So, ibuprofen 800 is out there, but a lot of us had to stop prescribing it because the kidney doctors and the heart doctors are like, stop it, guys. It's causing high blood pressure, heart failure, killing the kidneys. And the GI doctors, you know, told us to stop. We're writing too much. And that's why we start to see an uptick in the mid-2000s, because that's when people were getting sued for not controlling pain and getting sued for not protecting the kidneys and the heart and the GI bleeds. If somebody had a severe GI bleed and you were the one that gave them the anti-inflammatory, you could have gotten sued. And so, you know, and it's if people say, well, it's not all about the lawsuits, it is. If a doctor has one lawsuit, that could put them out of practice. They could even lose their medical license if it's proven as negligence. So doctors are like, you know what, it's safer to give you a narcotic than you suffering a GI bleed and dying. So this isn't really easy. This is not an easy, and so we are kind of waiting with bated breath to see what happens with Johnson & Johnson. Because if they claim that a pharmaceutical company is that liable for something that somebody does on their own with the medication, then most pharmaceutical companies are going to say, we're done. And to get painkillers is going to be almost impossible later. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we're being told that many teens are using ultra-potent marijuana now, and their marijuana concentrates. It's just the regular stuff just isn't strong enough anymore. And the study was published earlier today in the journal Pediatrics. And it looked at 8th graders, 10th graders, and 12th graders in Arizona, about 50,000 of them. And the researchers found that about a third of the participants easily admitted that they used marijuana, and a quarter said they actually used marijuana concentrates at least once in their lives. So concentrated marijuana has higher levels of THC, the tetrahydrocannabinol. And that's the active ingredient in marijuana that, you know, kind of gives you the high. So what they call these concentrates is dab, wax, crumble, shatter, butane, hash oil. And I guess they contain three times more THC than dried marijuana plant. Now, this is according to Life Science. They say as more states legalize marijuana, the sale and marketing of marijuana concentrates has skyrocketed. But not a lot of studies are looking at what that could do to teens. So, legalizing marijuana for many was supposed to be a very simple little thing. All right, so the kids get a dupe now once in a while if older brother gives them one, not the biggest worry. All right, you know, already older brother is giving them, you know, alcohol, so, you know, what's the big deal? And they're already smoking it. Well, all right, we're not just talking about a once in a while joint. I'm hearing about kids doing it 3-4 times a day. I heard of one kid that needs to sleep every night, so uses marijuana to sleep every night. Well, once that doesn't work, he's going to be on sleeping pills. And then we start to worry, well, you know, kids' brains are developing. And they need to learn, and they need to, you know, start being competitive and, you know, be ready for the wild out there. And if marijuana dulls that or inhibits that, what are they going to be like as adults? Now, there's a lot of side effects from what we understand. They say inexperienced users of these concentrates can burn themselves. Some of them have even lost consciousness. Sometimes the marijuana concentrates are produced using butane or flammable solvents. Then, of course, we have cannabis hyperemesis syndrome, where they vomit profusely and need to take showers to kind of stop the symptoms. Actually, what really stops the symptom is stopping smoking marijuana. So, there's a yearly national survey known as Monitoring the Future, and it looks at drug use among teens across the U.S., and they examine rates of marijuana concentrate use to some extent. And that survey classifies this concentrated THC as more of a hallucinogen, as opposed to it being a legal drug, but it's still legal. It's not legal in kids, though, so it is still illegal use. And I'm surprised that these kids were very, very, you know, open about, yeah, they use it. You know, the joke of it is, you know, in states, like, it's legal in my state. The joke is, the kids are like, what, they're going to arrest me? I mean, remember in the older days you would get busted if you drank a beer in public? Nobody really did anything. You know, if you, you know, now, if you're getting alcohol for others, that's contributing to the delinquency of a minor, you are going to get in trouble. But, you know, the average kid with beer, you know, yeah, they'll ditch it and nothing really happens to them. And, well, that's the same thing now with marijuana. They don't really fear anything happening to them, right, if they get caught smoking. Now, schools are trying to take action where they will kick you out. If you test positive for drugs, you get kicked out. So we need more of that, you know, whether it's in, you know, whether it's in public school, et cetera. The problem is what a lot of cities are dealing with is what? We're going to expel half our kids? The majority of kids have even tried it. Why? It's legal. And when you say, yeah, but it could be bad for you, they go, but look at my parents. Look at my grandparents. They look fine. You know, smoking, I think they're starting to kind of get the memo. But we don't have pictures of people on trachs and lung cancer and things like that with people with marijuana. And that's the other thing, too. Okay, our grandparents, you know, or parents aren't really very open about marijuana use. I ask my mom all the time, has she ever smoked? She says no. And she says it with such conviction that I believe her. Maybe she hasn't. Now, I mean, she grew up in the 60s. I'm kind of questioning that, but she said no. Even though it's legal now and people offer it because a lot of the seniors are really into it, she says no. So I believe her. I believe her. Doesn't smoke it. So these kids, they'll see grandma or grandpa die of lung cancer. But they won't see any health effects in their, you know, family members when it comes to marijuana. Because nobody's admitting it. So kids may kind of have, you know, they might got the memo on smoking, but not when it comes to that marijuana. And then why are they already going, why is an eighth grader requiring concentrate of it? Eighth graders, 13-year-olds. A lot of these boys aren't even in puberty yet. So we have a marijuana epidemic now, and I know people think that I'm too old-fashioned, and I voted to legalize medical marijuana. I told you guys that, and the reason why I did it is because I wanted it studied as fast as we could. It was, you know, already being used all over the place, and I wanted the cops free and not having to sit there and, you know, bust people, and I wanted it studied. I didn't want it to explode like it did, but it was going to happen anyway. Let's study it, figure out, you know, get rid of the false myths that it's completely safe so we could get some data, some hardcore data. Now, the data really hasn't been that forthcoming, though. Colorado and Washington State should have tons of data. Is anybody really doing the studies? Does the government really want to do a study on, you know, driver safety and, you know, lung disease and that kind of stuff? Marijuana is bringing in a crap load of money to the states. So who's going to fund the study? If the state legislators are in love with the current, you know, revenue and fine with their medical marijuana or their marijuana system that they, you know, approved and then later got voted and put on referendum and got voted on the ballot, are they really going to be the ones to go, okay, let's do a study to see if this isn't working? So we need medical schools to do that. We need universities to do that. And some are. And we have been getting data about accident rates going up, you know, kids dropping out of school. There is some data, just not making the headlines. And, I mean, I got two teenagers. This worries me. Luckily, they don't do it. You know, I mean, I could drug test them at any time. I could smell it on their breath. I'll even look at their poop if I have to. I mean, they know that I want to make sure they aren't smoking it. And it's not because I think you're a bad person. It's because I do not need them blunted right now. I need them sharp. I need them getting through school. I need them later getting jobs. I mean, my job as a mom, as much as I want a baby, their little cupcake tissues, and I want to keep them at home, you know, forever and, you know, never leave your mama sort of thing, I would be the most horrible mom if I didn't prepare my kid for the outside world, for jerk bosses, for getting fired, for, you know, dealing with landlords, having kids, health issues. I mean, as a mom, I need to make sure my kids are able to do fine without me. And I think hopefully, God forbid, anything happens to me, they will. Last thing I need them to do is start dropping out of school, losing jobs, you know, needing to be, you know, a burden on my family because they can't get a job. That's not what I want for them. So any of you that have teenagers, don't be naive. All right? You could drug test them now very easily. I mean, you might have to go into the bathroom or have dad go into the bathroom with the boys, girls, mom go into the bathroom, have them pee in a cup so they don't, you know, fold up with water. But there's over-the-counter marijuana tests. And you need to know if your kid is doing it. Easy. 1-877-DOCTOR-SALLY. Don't go away.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771.
for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.